afternoon, evening, morning, day, whatever it is. This is Peter from the Fresh Ubuntu Podcast, and for a bit of a change of pace, I am joined by my co-host, Harlem. How you doing, Harlem?
Great. How are you doing, Peter? Things are doing just fine over here on this side, so... And you?
I cannot complain. I can't complain. I mean, I could complain, but no one ever listens when I do, so I've stopped.
Right.
Today, we are going to be talking about something not directly Ubuntu-related, as our regular listeners may be expecting. We are going to talk a little bit today about OpenID and the a practical use of OpenID in social networking. One of the things that comes up a lot in our podcast is social networks and our Twitter accounts and things like that. So we're going to tie in a little bit of OpenID with that. So... the first thing that we want to talk about is OpenID and exactly what is OpenID. I'm going to give you just a very, very brief intro to OpenID. If you want to find out more, there's more info than you can shake a stick at available at openid.net. So first off, we should cover briefly what OpenID is. And basically, OpenID, I describe it as a distributed authentication mechanism. What it lets you do is you have yourself a username and a password, if you will, a login, with a specific OpenID provider. Then when you want to log on to another service somewhere else, for instance, email or some sort of account. You could imagine online banking or anything. I don't know. That may not be a great example just yet until people start to trust OpenID a little more. But the idea is that to log in, you no longer have to remember different usernames and passwords for every site that you visit. Assuming that the site that you're visiting and trying to log into supports OpenID, then that can be your single, you can have an OpenID as your single point of login. So you only need to log into one place, but you can log into many sites with that single login. It's pretty cool. Now, the way it gets kind of confusing in some of the details, I'm not going to go into those. If you're really, you know, tech savvy and you want to know how OpenID works, check out openid.net, and they've got all sorts of information there. But basically, the gist of it is, again, you're going to log in to an OpenID provider's website, and once you're logged in there and authenticated, you can use that as a proxy login for somebody else. All right, so first thing we want to do is we're going to get ourselves a couple of OpenID accounts. Now, I have a couple of OpenIDs, and I got one through an OpenID provider called idproxy.net. And I chose them because they had an interesting feature, whereas they use your Yahoo login to validate your OpenID login. So I chose them first because when I first went to log in, I was following a tutorial, and the example they gave used idproxy.net. And since I already had a Yahoo account, I said, well, this is pretty cool. I'll just use that. Turns out it's a little more complicated than I was expecting. It adds an extra step, and I decided, you know, I'm just not going to do that right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get myself a new OpenID, and this time I'm going to use myid.net. That's myid.net. And Harlem, you got yourself an OpenID. Where'd you get yours?
Well, I got mine at Vox, and there are several reasons why I have that one. When we do this later on with Twitter feed, it allows you to work with several types of OpenID, and OpenID.net will allow you to use your WordPress.com name or your Vox name, Technorati, for instance, and even AOL. So you may already have an OpenID.
Good point.
You know, considering if you have any of these, or if you're using any of these services already, that is AOL, LiveDoor, LiveJournal, SmugMug, Orange, Technorati, Box, or WordPress.com. So, check that first. Yep. And
very good point. Yeah. Very good point. I meant to cover on that. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, if I, for instance, I have an OpenID because I have a WordPress.com account, although I don't use it for anything right now. and I also have an AOL Instant Messenger account. So both of those can be used as open IDs. But for this purpose, we're going to assume that you don't already have an open ID and go ahead and create an account. But if you do have an AOL Instant Messenger account, then you can go ahead and use that, for instance, as your open ID. If you want to find out how to do that, I'll put a link in the show notes to a couple of examples. But we're going to sign up and we're going to say, you know, you're starting from scratch, you don't have an open ID, where do you go to get one? And the first place where I started was at openid.net, and I did a little bit of reading, and I clicked on the link of, how do I get one? And they listed a bunch of OpenID providers, and like Harlem said, AOL, LiveJournal, Technorati, Vox, WordPress, those are all OpenID providers. But if you don't have accounts with any of those already, you can use something like claimid.com or myid.net or myopenid.com. And we're going to choose myid.net. Why? Because it has the shortest URL in the list. So that's why I'm choosing that. That's the only reason.
Less typing, that's valid.
Less typing. There you go. Of course, I had to mess everything up by choosing a username of Nicolaitis, which is like longer than myid.net anyway, so I just doubled the length. I could have chosen something shorter. But anyway.
We digress.
So I went, yes, we do. We do digress often and early. But anyway, we're going to OpenID. MyID.net, and I'm going to click on the Create MyID link. So when I'm there, I'm prompted for a user ID, a password. I confirm my password and my email address. I punch in, fill in all those fields, agree that I have read the terms of service, which I strongly encourage everyone to do. Read through those terms of service before you agree to them, because you never really know what you're agreeing to. You know.
We can read it right now for you.
We could, but that would be boring.
That would just suck.
That would. But anyway, so once you've got your OpenID, now the question is, what do you do with it? And we're going to use this as an example. What we're going to do with our OpenID in this case is we're going to use it to aggregate our social networking information. Harlem, do you have any idea what that means?
Well, I believe what you're talking about is that if you belong to several social networks, such as Twitter or Pounce, Haiku or Jaiku, whatever they call it, even Dig, you might want to aggregate all those things into one feed so they show up into all your feeds. Is that what you're talking about?
You read my mind.
Wow. I'm good.
Either that or you read the email I sent you earlier.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Might have been.
Good email, by the way.
Hey, thanks. All right, so the problem what we have is Harlem and I, we both have accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Jaiku, Pounce, right? We've got all of these. And the thing that we find every time we join a new social network is we've got to recreate all of our friends lists, and then we've got to, you know, update multiple sources, and it just becomes a hassle. Well, one way to fix that is to use the features that are provided by your social networking tools to keep your stuff in sync. Now, Twitter will publish its own all of its information as an RSS feed, and that's pretty handy. Now, out of the box, by default, Twitter does not provide a method to put stuff in to your Twitter account. But there is a third-party service called Twitter Feed, which will do just that. So one way we can take our social networking info and aggregate it all into Twitter is by using Twitter Feed. Now here's the catch. To get a Twitter Feed account, you need to log in via an OpenID. So that's where we're starting with the OpenID.
It's all coming together now.
It's all comes together. It's like a plan.
Yes.
And I love it when a plan comes together. So what we're going to do in this example is we're going to do our best to aggregate Jaiku information, Pounce, Facebook status updates, Twitter, and... what else was there? That'll probably be enough. Because if we can do it with a few of these, you can figure out the rest. And, you know, but this example should get you in the right direction. So for starters, if we're going to use this this tool, Twitter thing, you need to have a Twitter account, right?
Right.
And that's really easy to get. If you want to have a Twitter account, just head on over to twitter.com. Now, if you don't know what Twitter is, then you've probably been living in a cave for the last couple of years. I recommend you just go to twitter.com and check it out. And you're probably going to have, the first reaction you might have is either going to be, wow, that's really, really cool, or why the heck would I want to be telling people, like, you know, what I'm having for lunch or something to that effect. That was my first reaction, but then I switched over to the second, you know, boy, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. It brings out the first grader in you.
Exactly. It brings out the first grader in you. But the thing is, if you don't feel that way, then you probably want to stop listening right around now. Or maybe, you know, about 5-10 minutes ago when we started.
Or take your iPod and put it underneath the car and run over it several times.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're going to assume that you have a Twitter account and that you know what its username and password is. So then we're going to head on over to Pounce. I have a Pounce account, which I want to aggregate into my Twitter feed. And if I go to pounce.com/Nicolaitis, in my case, /public, at the top of that page, you'll see the little RSS icon. And it actually links to pounce.com/feeds/public/Nicolaitis, or your username in this case. So if I wanted to look at Harlem's feeds, for instance, I can do that by going to pounce.com/feeds/public/... Harlem, what's your username on Pounce?
FreshUbuntu.
/FreshUbuntu. All right. So I'm going to punch that in. And sure enough, I see your public notes. Now, note that this only has your public stuff, so messages that you just send to your friends and things will not show up here. But that's the kind of stuff that you want to have if you're going to be pushing it all over the place. You don't necessarily want to have your, you know, your private information going all over the place. So we need to know where that feed is coming from. So that's part one. Or maybe that's part five at this point. I've kind of lost track. But the next part I know is we're going to head on over to twitterfeed.com, and we're going to sign up for a Twitter feed account. All right? So when you hit twitterfeed.com, you click on the login or register button. Now, Harlem, do you have a Twitter feed account yet?
I have. Yes, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you beat me to it. I didn't think you did already. Well, that's okay.
Well,
it's easy to get one if you don't.
It's as simple as putting your OpenID into the box there and pressing login.
You do. That's exactly it. So the login screen, you'll notice for Twitter feed, the login screen is not asking you for a username and password. It's asking for your OpenID.
So I'm going to use my existing OpenID, which is nicolaitis.idproxy.net.
And I'm going to sign in using that. So here I go. I'm signing in. I punch in the address. Hey, look at this. You're logged in. Hooray. And then it redirects me back to Twitter feed. I get to the login page for my OpenID provider, and I punch in that login information. I agree to the terms of service because I've never logged in before. And then once that's done, I get prompted, and my OpenID provider says, hey, this Twitter feed thing wants to authenticate you. Do you want to do that? And I say, yes. I get redirected back to twitterfeed.com. Now it says, you have logged in as nicolaitis.myid.net. Welcome. Glad you could make it. Well, thank you, Twitter feed. I'm glad to be here. Are you following along, Harlem? Is this working for you, too?
I am following along. Yep.
Beautiful. So once I'm logged into Twitter feed, I'm going to click on the Go to My Twitter Feeds or Create One link. Now, since I've already got an account with these guys, I have a bunch of feeds here. But we're going to just add one or take one out or whatever and just fiddle around with this. And the end goal is here is we're using Twitter to basically be the catch-all. So in my case, Twitter is going to catch all my other updates and stuff, all my other social, you know, networking content. So the first thing we need to do is we need to create a new Twitter feed. So if I click on the little plus sign to create a, or next to the plus sign, I click on create new Twitter feed. I get a new screen, and it tells me to enter in my Twitter name or password for authentication. Now, this is very important. You have to understand that we're giving our Twitter login to this company, Twitter Feed, which has nothing to do with Twitter. There's no real affiliation between these two services, okay? So you have to understand that by using this service, you are giving some other, you know, fairly close to complete stranger your Twitter login. So understand that, you know, I've taken this calculated step. I understand that I'm giving somebody else my Twitter login, and I'm trusting that they're not going to abuse it and that they're not going to, you know, let my identity and my Twitter feed fall into someone else's hands. But that's a very important thing. You don't want to just, you know, willy-nilly go out giving your usernames and passwords. But in this case, it's a requirement because Twitter doesn't have any other way to import RSS feeds into your Twitter feed. So I'm going to punch in my username, my Twitter username, and my Twitter password, and I'm not going to tell you what those are right now. The next thing I'm asked for is my RSS feed URL. Now, remember that we were looking at Harlem's Pounce profile, and what I'm going to do as a test is, Harlem, I'm going to take your public Pounce notes, and I'm going to stuff them into my Twitter feed. So basically what I'm doing is I'm cheating. I am adding free content to my Twitter feeds without having to do anything. It's kind of like me getting credit for the work you're doing. What do you think of that?
Hey, no problem. Not a problem to me.
Hey, it's open source, right?
It's open
Share
source.
The love.
We're open source. Yep.
Exactly. So the RSS feed URL is the next thing it asks for. So I'm going to add Harlem's feed into mine. And the address is http://pounce.com/feeds/public/freshubuntu. And I'm going to click the link at the right that says test RSS feed. And it says feed was parsed successfully. That's good. That means that, you know, hey, we've got it and, you know, we can read that RSS feed. Now, Twitter feed gives you an option how often you want to update this. The default is every hour. I usually like to crank that down a little bit to every 30 minutes. And it's will let you post 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 updates at a time. So if Harlem goes in and just starts posting public Pounce updates like crazy, I may not catch them all. I may only catch up to, you know, 10 every hour, but that's generally sufficient because Harlem doesn't usually post a lot. So, you know, to his Pounce public notes.
Yep.
Certainly not more than 10 an hour, right?
No, no way. Maybe.
Yeah, not at all.
10 a month.
Exactly. So, you know, we're good. We're good. So it asks you then, the next thing is, do you want to include the title and the description, or just the title, or just the description? Now, this generally applies to blogs, because if you want to, you know, include a blog post, it may have, in the RSS fields, it may have a title and a description. Many times, those are the same thing, so you don't want to include them both. Now, for a Pounce feed, I am going to just put the description, description only. And there's also an option to prefix each tweet with a maximum of 20 characters. So what that is for instance, when I subscribe to my blog, I prefix everything with the word blog. And that tells people who are looking at my Twitter feed that, hey, this is a new blog post from Peter. And that way the link that they get will, you know, can take you right to a blog post, and you kind of know what you're getting in advance. So that's why I put that there. There's another option, a little checkbox to include an item link. And what that does is basically, if you leave that out, it's not going to have a link to the blog. So what that would do in this case is I would, if I unchecked it, I would tell people, hey, I just posted to my blog, but I wouldn't give them a link to it, which is not very user-friendly. So I'm going to leave that checked. But in this case, since I'm having Harlem's, you know, Pounce updates, I'm going to prefix it with Harlem's Pounce. And that way, everything that we suck in from Harlem's Pounce feed will show up as Harlem's Pounce. So people will know that, you know, maybe they'll know, they'll get the idea anyway, that this is Harlem's content, not mine. Once I'm done, I'm going to click the Create button. And bam, I have a new feed in my Twitter feed. So now all I need to do is I need to have Harlem go ahead and post a public note in Pounce. You think you can do that for me, buddy?
Okay, I'll go to Pounce right now. Hold on 1 second. Do-do-do-do. We need some music for this section, too, you know.
That would be awesome. You got anything you can recommend? Maybe something over at IOTA PromoNet or something?
I'll find something. Okay. Posting right now. I'm going to say hello. Twitter feed.
And now, here's the thing. There could be some delays in this. Now, we don't know, for instance, how long it takes for a Pounce feed, or a Pounce post to show up in your RSS feed. We also don't know exactly when Twitter feed is going to be checking the post. And we also don't know when Twitter might just be down, you know, and not receive the post. So there's a lot of variables here. Obviously, you don't want to be using this for any sort of, you know, mission critical kind of thing. You know, it's all beta in the spirit of Web 2.0, but it's cool nonetheless. So now that Harlem has posted it, some time is going to elapse, and that message is going to show up. Now, I got the email notification that you posted, hello, Twitter feed, but I'm not seeing it in your public notes just yet. Oh, there it is.
On Twitter?
That didn't take long at all. Not in Twitter, but I see it in your RSS.
Oh, sweet.
So some time may elapse. We don't really know how long. Again, it could be up to 30 minutes before Twitter feed checks your Twitter post or your Pounce feed and sticks it in my Twitter feed. So while we're waiting for that, let's move on. And why don't we go and add our blogs into my Twitter feed while we're at it? Now, I happen to know my blog's RSS feed. And the way I find that is I just went to my own blog, I visited that, and I just looked at the RSS links. And you can do this with any RSS feed. Like if you see that little RSS icon, the little thing that looks like little radio waves broadcasting, little orange icon, if you just mouse over that, you can see what the URL is. And if you right-click on it in most platforms or control-click on a Mac, you can generally copy that link to the clipboard and then paste it in. Now, I know that my blog's URL is blog.nicolaitis.com/?feed=RSS2. So I'm going to go to my blog, I right-click on that, and I copy it to the clipboard. Back at my Twitter feed, I'm going to go in and I'm going to click again to create a new Twitter feed. And I'm going to once again enter my Twitter name and password. And I'm going to paste in the RSS feed URL, which again was blog.nicolaitis.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to let it update every hour because I generally don't blog more than once an hour. And I'm going to leave everything else pretty much the same, except I'm going to prefix each tweet with the word blog, B-L-O-G. And that way, again, it will tell everybody that, you know, hey, I just blogged something. And I'm going to leave the link in there so that, you know, people get the idea. So now I'm capturing Twitter's Harlem's Pounces and my blogs into my Twitter feed. That's all well and good, but, you know, what I'm probably not going to leave Harlem's stuff in there. I'm going to end it up and put my own Pounce stuff. Now, if I wanted to do the same thing with Jaiku, I can. So I'm going to head on over to my Jaiku account, which is nicolaitis.jaiku.com. Punch that in, and I'm just going to look around on that page for some RSS links. I'm looking, and at the bottom of the page, I see an RSS link. It says, the latest from Nicolaitis, parentheses, RSS. So I'm going to right-click on that, and I'm going to copy that link, and I'm going to head back over to Twitter feed, and I'm going to click to create a new Twitter feed. So I click on that. And then, now here's the thing. Here's the problem, though. I just realized I'm kind of going backwards. Because if I have my Pounces going in to Jaiku, and my Jaiku's going into Twitter, that means I have to post in two locations. So I don't really want to do that, do I?
Nope. Mm-mm.
No, I don't. Okay, take that back. I'm not going to do that. Darn, I'm going to have to edit the heck out of this thing. Or not.
Hey, just post it. I would.
Hey, just post it. See what happens, right? So more than likely, what I think I would rather do in Jaiku is, since Jaiku does provide the ability to subscribe to something, to another feed, I'm going to do that instead. So if I go to my Jaiku account and I sign in, which I am doing now, ba-boom, and if I don't have a Jaiku account, it's easy. You go to jaiku.com and just click the link to create yourself an account. It's just like everything else. You just need your username, your password that you're going to pick, and any address. When I go into, I log into my Jaiku account and I click settings, there is an option there which says web feeds, and you can click on manage your web feeds. Now, what you can do is says add more. You can add a blog, add photos, add bookmarks, add another Atom or RSS feed. The simplest thing is, if you know your RSS feed, you just click on that link. You can add a blog, like if it knows about WordPress or Blogger or something, you can use that link, but those all have RSS feeds anyway, so I'm just going to use that. So I go ahead and I click on add another RSS feeds, and it's saying, you know, add your present stream, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it's adding for an RSS stream. I'm going to go back and grab my Pounce updates again, copy that URL, and paste it into the page address. And then I click Find Feeds. It looks at it, thinks for a bit, and Jaiku posts a little note on the screen that says, it may take a little while to find or fetch this feed. Please be patient. So it thinks, and it thinks, and it thinks some more. And it says, whoa, who turned up the heat? Servers are running a bit hot right now. Please try again in a couple of minutes. Yeah, nice. How one. Web 2.0 is that, huh? So it's not just Twitter that's having problems all the time, too.
Yes.
But as the more I think about it, actually, it probably makes more sense for Jaiku to subscribe to my Twitter. Because if I'm going to be using Twitter feed to stuff everything into that, then I don't want to have to resubscribe to all those things again with Jaiku when all I need to do is really subscribe to Twitter. So if you visualize this, Twitter itself via Twitter feed is like this big funnel, and everything that I can subscribe to, I'm going to subscribe to in Twitter, and then Jaiku is going to be underneath that funnel picking up whatever comes out of Twitter. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Barely. Right. So just barely, though.
Barely. Just barely makes sense. So the question is, what is my RSS feed for Twitter? Well, that's pretty easy. If I log into my Twitter account, I just go there, and just like in Jaiku, I scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there's a link right there that says
RSS.
And I'm just going to right-click on that, copy that link location, and then go back to Jaiku and paste in the RSS feed. I'm clicking on Find Feeds, and then I'm going to wait. And assuming that the Jaiku servers aren't having a meltdown right now, then, you know, I'm going to get some good stuff.
Right.
And if they are, well, so much for that idea. So what we've managed to do is we've created an open ID. We took our Pounce notifications and a blog, and we were able to use Twitter feed to put them into our Twitter feed, for lack of a better term. And we then, in turn, took our Twitter feed and stuffed that into our Jaiku feeds. So in the end, if anybody wants to follow you, basically, regardless of whether they're following you on Pounce or Twitter or on Jaiku, then they're all going to get the same stuff. And we can take this one step further. As Harlem, you and I, we both have Facebook accounts, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Although I don't use mine for much anymore.
Me either.
I was just reading an article in the Register this week, which is basically saying that people are getting bored with social networking.
Yeah, I read that too. 30-something drop in subscribership or traffic, and it's happening for everybody.
Yep, it happens.
Yep.
Well, if you want to sync your Twitter stuff, then there's a good little application I found on Facebook. It's called Twitter Sync, and if you just look for that under edit or add applications, like Twitter feed, it will ask for your Twitter name and password. And the reason, well, basically what they need that for is because they're pulling and pushing info into and out of your Facebook account. So I used a couple of other Twitter apps. This is the best one that I've found, and the reason I like this one is it goes in both directions. So I can either update my status in Facebook, or I can make a post in Twitter, and it goes both, you know, both directions. So that's pretty cool. It synchronizes your status, basically. So if I do a Twitter, it shows up in Facebook, and if I update my Facebook status, it shows up as what I'm doing in Twitter.
Sweet.
With that, I think we've pretty much come full circle, don't you think, Harlan?
I think so, too, although you're going to have to play around with this for a little bit because you can get really caught up in the details. How is my Haiku feed going to get my Twitter feed, and what about my Pounce? And so sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and and diagram this all out so you don't get confused.
Absolutely. And I will post a link in the show notes also. You can see where I entitled a blog post a while ago. It was titled, "Oh, What a Tangled Web We Weave When First We Practice Social Networking." And I actually made a little mind map, which includes my Twitter feed, my blog, my Google Reader shared items, my Facebook status updates, my delicious bookmarks, my Jaikus, and my Pounces. And I put all those things together.
Jeez.
And you could add anything else. Like, you know, if you have an RSS feed for your Flickr album, when you post new Flickr updates, you can post that there. You can do all sorts of things. And it's really kind of cool. If you choose to do so, you can experiment with a lot of other really neat RSS and Web2 tools out there. Yahoo Pipes, for instance, is a really great, easy, intuitive, powerful way to manage multiple RSS feeds. So you can use that to aggregate things, and you can include program logic right in just with a drag-and-drop interface. There's so many cool, neat things out there that you can fiddle with. We can't even begin to cover them all. But at least today, we've exposed you to OpenID, Twitter, Jaiku, Pounce, Twitter feeds, RSS. I don't know about you, man, but I think my brain is full. How are you feeling?
Oh, man. Again, I have to figure this all out, but at least I got it up and running, and I can play around with it. I can add stuff to my Twitter feed. Now, this is also... I just wanted to ask you a question. This is only if you want to get everything on Twitter. Is that correct? This doesn't work the other way around?
Twitter, well, if you want to put like your Twitter somewhere else?
Yeah, like if you want to Twitter into Pounce, for instance.
No, I don't think Pounce has any way to put anything into it. Unless things have changed recently. Let me double check.
Well, you'd probably have to hack their API for that.
When I did this first, this was several months ago, Pounce did not have any way to import. It did not have a way to import RSS feeds. And that's why the tutorial that I originally followed started with Pounce. So basically all of your Pounces, Twitters, etc. would originate from Pounce. And that was okay, but after a while I got kind of tired of the Pounce interface, and I just found Twitters to be easier, more friendly. I don't know why,
right.
But I stuck with Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Now on Pounce, you do have the option of putting your profiles on your home page on the right sidebar. And so you can put your Facebook profile, your Twitter profile, even your Skype name and your blog on the right sidebar. So, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot. Pounce is aware of, like, I don't know, 20 or so, maybe more different social networks.
Right. I know.
They just have all kinds. But what all that does is that provides you a link. It doesn't actually, add content from those websites.
Right, exactly.
It gives a way for you to, you know, give people another way to contact you. So it shows him, but it doesn't actually aggregate all the information like
right.
we did. Mm-hmm. So, yep, good example, though. So with that, I think we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Just a reminder that every week, Harlan and I, we do the Fresh Ubuntu podcast.
Woo-hoo!
And Ubuntu Linux, an Ubuntu Linux-centric podcast where we cover all things Ubuntu and anything, you know, that's between 5 or 6 degrees of separation away from Ubuntu or John O'Bacon, as the case may be.
That's right.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, I can be found at twitter.com/Nicolaitis, and my blog is at blog.nicolaitis.com. And if you have a hard time spelling either of those, I don't blame you for a minute. You can just go to pn72.com, and you will find me there. Harlan, what about you?
And you can find me on my Twitter account at twitter.com/Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M. Also, I have a freshubuntu.org, which is our main website for the podcast. And feel free to listen in every now and again if you wish. And if you're an Ubuntu aficionado or whatever, you can subscribe to the podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/freshubuntu.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Until next time, have a great day, and remember to hack your world.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.